Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Lord, to take me out the Baba Kashekera Nanama Sokoraha. Kondi Shilalahre. Kondi Shiva Kandilaboko Raha. Ilian, dear show. I just come to stay. Yeah, baby, keep up, Baba Shibiko de la Hare. Hallelujah. Lord, I just lead the lily. Oh, la la, mama, shadako. I surrender, Holy Spirit. I surrender. And I ask the Lord God, not my will, but thy will be done in this service on today, Lord God. I'm asking the Lord, you will lead and guide your people by your Holy Spirit on today, Lord, and lead and guide me, Father. In the name of Jesus, you Lord, not she. Hallelujah. Lord, we just glorify your name, Lord. We exalt your name. For your name is above every name. You said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Hallelujah! That you are Lord. So we just give this service over to you, Lord. We give every believer that has come onto this service today, Lord God, online, Lord. And we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens will just rest on, Lord. We just come in the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus in the airways, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yeshua Mahri, Lord Sata Hadiyadosho. Take over, Lord. Father, I surrender right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Not my will, Father. It's your will. It's your way. Father, these are your people. These are the sheep of your pasture, Lord. And I ask you in the name of Jesus that you will give a word for your people, Lord God. Lord, you know where each and every last one of us is right now, Lord God. You know what is going on in our lives, Lord God. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that you remove every demonic spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and those that's been wrestling with some things, Lord God, that Father God, that they've been having conflicts back and forth in their mind, Lord God, I speak peace even now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to just begin to calm the hearts of your people that they may be able to receive the word of God, the engrafted word of God that's able to save our souls, Lord. We praise you, Jesus, and we ask you, Lord God, to save us to the utmost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Hallelujah. You're welcome, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're so welcome, Lord. I'm asking that you would sanctify your people holy in your peace, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, hallelujah. We honor you, Lord, hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No shundo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and bless his name right where you're located. Hallelujah. Come on and enter into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just had a heart. Ediando shobanda ke rebaka ya rebaka ya reboho. Come on and give him praise. He can know. Ediando la rabashiri. Oh God, we praise you. 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 We praise you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. Padi huna sema ye koneana. Hallelujah, Toboko Senia. Hallelujah, Maseke and I so no noye. Kunia Mahila, ya so holy. Lord, we praise you, we praise you. Lord, we praise you, we praise you. I say, and you hold your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, and hallelujah, 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 Lord. Elijah saw your know your fear. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. For you alone are worthy to be praised. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy to be hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, you worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord our God is worthy to be praised. The Lord our God is worthy to be praised. Ola yashela mama masholo. Let all the voices of the earth praise the Lord. Lift your hands in praise unto the Lord. Seek the Lord's face where he may be found. Mama kayede, hola yo soye, hola ya bo, hola ya ya lo yo no. Oh, praise him, Shonaya Yanaya. Oh, praise him, Shonaya. Oh, praise him, Sonalaya. Praise you, the Lord. Praise him, oh, my Allah. Praise him, oh, Laya. Praise him, oh, Laya. Praise the Lord, praise in the day. Show me a mayo, media shy. Soon he's coming to the earth. Ela la boya yade, unia shade. Are you ready to receive the Lord? He asked ama, tondore erishe. Onaya la hala, you won't day. Hey, it won't be long, oh no. It won't be long, oh you know. Mama malaye. Roya baba shai. Rurana Maye, Romare Yenia, Loyani. Come on and praise Him right where you are. For the Lord thy God is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on and praise Him, hallelujah. Come on and praise Him, hallelujah. Come on and praise Him, hallelujah. For the Lord is worthy, He's worthy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is a time to make sure you're being led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 The victory is only in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to go ahead and go into the scriptures. If you got your Bible, turn with me to Hebrews. When I'm looking at chapter 4, I'm going to start at the first verse. It said, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. For the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth not some, it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time as it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remained therefore a rest to the people of God. Hold on, I'm reading. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now I'm going to read this in another translation. So as I am taking this to a whole nother translation, we're going to see what the Spirit of God is trying to tell us on today. Okay, it says, give me one second. It says, Let us then, though we still have God's word, that we may come into his rest, go in fear that some of you may be unable to do so. And truly the good news came to us even as it did to them. But the hearing of the word did them no good, because they were not united in faith with the true hearers. for those of us who have belief, come into his rest. Even as he has said, as I said in my oath, when I was angry, they may not come into my rest, though the works were done from the time of the making of the world. For in one place he has said of the seventh day, and God had rested from all his works on the seventh day. And in the same place he says again, they will not come into my rest. So that as it is clear that some have to go in, and that the first hearers of the good news were not able to go in because they went against God's orders. Uh-oh. After a long time again, naming a certain day, he says in David, today, as he had said before, today if you will let his voice come to your ears, be not hard of heart. For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have said anything about another day. So that there is still a Sabbath keeping for the people of God. For the man who comes into his rest has had rest from his works as God did from his. Because of this, let us have a strong desire to come into that rest. And let no one go after the example of those who went against God's orders. For the word of God is living and full of power, and is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting through and making a division even of the soul and the spirit, the bones and the muscles, and quick to see the thoughts and purposes of the heart. And there is nothing made which is not completely clear to him. There is nothing covered, but all things are open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Having then a great high priest who has made his way through the heavens, even Jesus, the Son of God, let us be strong in our faith. For we have not a high priest who is not able to be touched by the feelings of our feeble flesh. But we have one who has been tested in all points as we ourselves are tested, but without sin. Then let us come near to the seat of grace without fear, so that mercy may be given to us and we may get grace for our help in time of need. I heard the Spirit of God say, it's time to come into his rest. And if there was be a subtopic, cease from your own doing. So, you know, when we look at this thing, God was talking to his people about a rest. And this is something that, you know, I see the majority of the churches that are alive and active. I see this in majority of Christian people's lives. They're Christians because they've accepted Jesus as their Savior, but Jesus has not become their Lord. When Jesus becomes your Lord, that means in every area of your life, you are submitted unto him. You are submitted unto his authority. That when he tells you to do something, you do exactly what he say to do, how he say to do it, when he say do it. Well, you know, that's not true for most people. And that's the reason why people never get liberation from their sins. They never get liberations from different things that's attached itself to them where they're under curse. Many people that's calling themselves Christian live upon the curses. And a lot of them is self-inflicted curses. And so you got to understand something. It's simply for the fact that we don't want to surrender. And what I'm not going to say we, because I want to surrender. I've surrendered my life to God. And I'm asking the Lord to let me continue to stay surrendered. Because the point is, there is no life outside of him. And so you got to understand that all these things that the enemy put out there, they are dead stuff. It's dead works. Everything he puts out there to entice you to think, oh, this is worth your attention. Nothing is more worth anything else than Jesus Christ. He should be the center of your life, the center of your soul, the center of your passion. Everything that you do should be wrapped up and tied up around him. And if your life is not like that, then are you really his? That's a question that you yourself have to ask yourself. That's not a question for somebody else to ask, because one thing about it is there's a character of God. And so when people get to say, well, you know, but this is not sin, this, but is it of the character of God? When you look at the character of God, his character, God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hey. Even God the Father rested from his works
on the seventh day. And he's telling us that, you know what? You need to rest from your works and enter into my rest. And when you enter into God's rest, that means you're entering into being stop your human strivings, your human thinkings, your human way of doing things, and allowing the Spirit of God to do it. Allowing him to move and have his being in you. So, you know, the simple thing is this. Even when you get up, God, should I eat this? Should I eat that? Lord, what do you want me to eat today? What do you want me to drink today? Holy Spirit, what you want to do today? Because you was not prepared for your life. Your life is supposed to be hidden in Christ. And Christ is the anointed one. So therefore, you are yet living the life of the Holy Spirit. That's really what it is. When you allow the Holy Spirit to take over you. When he takes over you, then it's, okay, Holy Spirit, what you want to do today? Because these are your hands. These are your mouth. These are your feet. This is your body. It's not what I want to do. But it's what you want to do. And so anything opposite of that is rebellion to God. And rebellion is of the sin of witchcraft. So, you know, a lot of times people tell me, oh, you know, they always tell me witchcraft. Well, that's scripture. And rebellion is as of the sin of witchcraft. Point blank. So then we're under curses. Why? Because we're in rebellion. We're in rebellion to what God wants. And so the blessings is in the flow of the Spirit. And so as the Spirit leads you, he leads you into the still waters. Huh? He leads you into the stillness of Jesus Christ. And so there is stillness in the Spirit of God. That's why he said, be still and know. Because when you are still, and the scripture says that deep calling unto deep, it's in the still waters that where it's deeper at. Hallelujah. And so the Spirit of God said, I want to take you a little deeper in me on today. He said, but you got to rest from your own works, from your own ways, your own way of thinking, your own way of doing. That's the reason why we are supposed to surrender our souls to him, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. Because your will get you into a whole lot of trouble. Your emotions will get you into a whole lot of trouble. Yeah. Your thoughts, which is your intellect, the way you think something should be or how it should be, can get you into a whole lot of trouble. Because the scripture says, God said, my ways are not your ways, but they are higher. And so seeing best, those that you see that has victory in Jesus Christ are those who you see who have submitted that to the Lord. And it takes something. It takes dying to yourself, and it hurts to die. Die to your affection. Die to what you want or how you want. Remember, he said, take it by force this year. He said that force was the Holy Spirit. Because he says, not by power, no, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So by his spirit means you have to follow his orders. Because when you look at it in the base of English, in more than one of these verses, it said orders. Give me 1 second. I done taken my glasses off because I done got caught up and I need to put them back on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. In verse 6, when you look at it, he says, so that as it is clear that some have to go in, and that the first hearers of the good news were not able to go in because they went against God's orders. You can't enter into God's rest. In other words, you can't enter into the blessings of God if you're going against what God says. It's not going to happen. And so, you know, if you're going to take it by force on this year, that means that you got to follow his orders. Why? Oh, hold on. Let me hear what the Holy Spirit said. Because I said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. That's what the scriptures say. He didn't say all about what you think, you feel, or nothing like that, right? And so we got a lot of fleshy strivings. We got a lot of things that we have not put on the altar to let die out so that God may come alive in us. God wants to bless his people. He really wants to bless his people. But the problem is, it's not God as to why the blessings ain't came to pass. It's us. We're the reason why the blessings ain't came to pass, because we're being disobedient. We're not doing what God say do. And outside of the instructions of God is a curse. Come on now. Think about it for a minute. Because when you're a type of scripture says that he rebuked the devourer for your sake. Well, if, and he said, because he wherein have you robbed me in your tithes and your offerings. So, so if I'm a tithe payer, then he said, even if you notice at the end of this chapter in Hebrews 4, at the bottom it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time. I mean, how can you come boldly before the throne of grace if you're a robber of God? What can you come boldly with? Because as soon as you get there, he's gonna be like, well, that's not gonna work for you because you know you've robbed me. And so, you know, we have safety in the order of God, in the instructions of God. Matter of fact, there's a verse in the Bible that says, hold instructions dear to you, near to you.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, it tells you to even bind it, I think, upon your neck or something. This is why it's important. This is why it's important for people to know the word of God. You know, one of the things about it, and this is the thing I always have to tell people who have not grown in Christ, I'm like, there's no reason to get upset with people who don't know the word. If they don't know the word, they just don't know the word. And reading the word and knowing the word is two different things.
That's true.
And I know many people that read the word, I sometimes sit in amazement. I've been around people who I know for a fact have read the word. Probably more than I have. And I can tell you, because I'm surrendered to the Holy Spirit, that I've seen the Holy Spirit show them some things and they sit up and they look crazy. Because they're like, well, how? I'm like, because the thing about it is there's more wisdom in the pinky finger of the Holy Ghost than it is in your entire body. And so you got to understand something. God is calling his people to come into his rest. He like cease from the things of this life. Okay, I want to get into some scriptures with you. Hold on. Give me a second. Well, let me give you these right quick. Let me turn here right quick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Name according and free. No corrable reshin ni la fro. Hallelujah. When we try to do stuff in our own self and our own works, it's very insufficient. We don't have enough in us to do it. That's why God said, do it my way. He like, do it my way, not your way. And so Matthew chapter 7, verse 22 and 23 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Because you can work and operate in a gift of the gift without repentance and still be on your way to hell. Because you have not surrendered to God. You don't think I'm lying? There's many examples out here on social media. All these folks blasting all these ministers and all these things. And the very ones that's blasting these ministers, they ain't seeing themselves. Because the Bible tells us we're not supposed to do that. And so everybody is doing their own thing. And God is like, oh, wait, really? You gonna just sit up there and do what you want to do? And he like, all right, got you. He said, because I told you not to do that. And so there's always a judgment on what God has told us. I see people walking around all day long suffering behind not being obedient to the Lord. And that's why the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. You can sacrifice all day long. But if you ever learn how to be obedient, then when you learn how to be obedient, you cease from your own striving. You see some trying to do things your way. Okay, so in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, it says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, but by the law is knowledge of sin. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law, but by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Now, the Holy Spirit said, pin right there and tell them what I said. He said, I said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. What is his commandments? Not only the Ten Commandments, not only the other commandments in the Bible, but it's his orders. It's the commandment that he give you individually for your life. The things that he tells you that he wants you to do. If he tells you, I was reading this person's testimony online the other night in one of my devotionals, and they were saying that they had, in high school, they had been a track runner, you know, a track star and everything, and they were getting ready to go to college, and the college they were, the Lord told them to go to didn't have any athletic programs at all. And so, but they went in the words of being obedient to God. They could have been a very successful track star and everything, but they chose to be obedient to God. Because they was obedient to God, they went to a school that did not have any athletic program. And while they was there, they just kept on training like they did in high school. And all of a sudden, the school came and told them, hey, we're going to start a track team. We're going to start an athletic program. The first program we're putting out here is a track team. They were led by the Holy Spirit. They weren't led by what they saw. They was led by what God said. And so this I tell people all the time. I'm like, you got to be obedient to God. I don't care how it look, how it sound, what you think, or how you feel. You got to be obedient to God because God knows a whole lot better than you know. But, you know, we know more than God. You know, we know more than God on any given day of the week. And so that's what gets us in trouble, because we always trying to figure things out. We're always trying to put a plan together. God said, you can't put no plan together and put it before me and think I'm gonna bless you. He's like, no, it's not like that. He said, you gonna do what I say do, or it's not gonna go at all. And so, you know, the Spirit of God wants us to understand it. In my own life, I've had to walk away from certain things, done certain things, because the Spirit of God told me to do it. And in each time I watched why God said something, and I saw the why. And so then when we get to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And Titus chapter 3, verse 4 and 5, it says, but after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you, you have to be renewed by the Holy Ghost. That's why he said, be ye not conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing your mind, and ye prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Listen, God wants us to rest from our strivings. When we go back up to verse 10, it says, for the man who comes into his rest has had rest from his works as God did from his. What's your works? What is it that you're doing that God is saying you just turning your wheel? He's like, because you're not doing what I told you to do. He said, that's why you're not going to get in the Father. And for some people, not only are they not going to get in the Father, they're going to grow worse. Because usually after you stay stagnant, you eventually go into a stronger decline. And so then you blah, 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 blah. I hear the Spirit of God saying, take the wisdom today. He's like, hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Okay, so then, glory to God. Glory to God. Now is he letting us know that our works is, you know, it's really insufficient and futile. And so we doing all this stuff. We having all these strivings and all this stuff. And God is just sitting up saying, oh, if they would just listen to what I'm telling them, they would get farther down the road. And the devil is angry when he lose the grip of you. Why? Because as long as you continue to keep doing your own stuff, he has a grip on you. But when you decide to let it go and let God for real, he knows that all bets is off. In Luke chapter 13, verse 24, it says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I'm going to read that in the basic English. Give me 1 second to get there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it always simply go back to, every time I read this kind of stuff right here, it always takes me back to what my daddy told me years ago. He said, you going to be a wise person and learn from other people's mistakes, or you going to be a fool and learn from your own? And I was like, okay, I'll take wise for 100. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. It was like, it don't make no sense. I sat around, and I'm a person. I've always been a person that I sit around and truly look at the people that be talking to me. I look at them spiritually. I really do look at them spiritually. Because I don't care what kind of credentials they got in front of their name. I'm like, if you are not walking by the Spirit, you can't tell me nothing unless the Spirit of God tell me, listen to what they're saying. And I've had God to do that to me before. I've had him to tell me with somebody that wasn't right for me to listen to them, because he was actually giving me a message through them. So I'm not one of these type of people who think, oh, I'm so, no. I listen to God. Because the thing is, you got to watch where you're taking information from. And so, because what you're taking information from, where they getting their information from? See, you know, people don't think. I sit back and I listen to what you saying and where you getting it from. And so, it's very important. Okay, I said I was going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25 in the basic English. It says, and every man who takes part in the sports has self-control in all things. Now they that do it to get a crown, which is of this world, but we for an eternal crown. So, you know, what he's saying is, while you running in this thing, if you're doing this thing because you're trying to get something in this world, you already did it the wrong way. Our whole thing is all about the world to come. See, that's what's important right now. People don't realize everything that you're doing right now determines what's going to happen to you after. And so, if you're not, afterwards, it's not always just in the next life. And so, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Okay, Colossians chapter 1, verse 29 says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4 says, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And that's very important, because, you know, to be the truth of the matter, no. Because it's very easy to give in to sin. Okay, where was I? All these things God is talking to us about because he wants us to enter into his rest. He wants us to enter into a place where we don't have to worry about it. And you've always heard me say there's provision in the vision. There's provision in the word of God that God gives you. Whatever God tells you, there's always a provision. There's always a flow. God is always going to keep you. He's always going to protect you. That's why it's important to stay in the presence of the Lord. Because he wants to give us rest. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, it says, and he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. When the presence of God is with you, it don't matter where you are, you have rest.
Yeah.
That's real talk. I done been there, done that. I done been in places where it was a lot of chaotic stuff going on around me, but because the Spirit of God was with me, I had rest. You set the tone for where you are. Psalm 55, verse 6 says, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Psalm 116, verse 7 says, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 12 says, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye shall cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Did you hear that? I want to do that in the basic English. Hold on, because this is something that he is putting on my heart to do in the basic English. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. I'm picking up so much stuff in the spirit realm while I'm on this thing. I hear very clearly. And I see very clearly. I keep hearing the Lord say, return unto me. He's like, return. Okay, in verse 12, in the basic English, he says, to whom he said, this is the rest. Give rest to him who is tired. And by this you may get new strength, but they would not give ear. This is what's going on with the church right now. God is giving the church instructions on what you need to do to get rest, to get rest from the things that's going on in this life. Everything that's going on around you, economic structures, family structures, stuff going on with your body and all that. He said, but you won't give ear to it. And he said, and that's the reason why you stand and say, I have a relative that they have a lot of stuff going on with them. And every time I talk to them, the Holy Spirit has given me, he's like, just listen to him. He's like, don't say nothing. He said, because they do not want to hear my instructions. He's like, if my instructions that I've given you to give to them would change their situation months ago. He said, yet they still want to keep doing the same thing. He said, so they like it. I'm like, well, Lord, if they like it, I love it. And so as a pastor, I've learned that. I've learned over the years, after I've given what God told me, I'm not going to keep striving with nobody. I'm like, Lord, you know, Lord, let me know. Let people do what they want to do. I've seen that throughout the years. I've been in this thing. What's this? I've been in this thing for a long time now. I've been in this thing for 20 years. I've been a pastor for 20 years. And I can tell you that in all those years, I've learned in the past when I was a younger pastor, I used to be, even though the people in here, I'd be trying to help them make them here. I'll be trying to do this. And then folks turn around, they had issues with you because you trying to help them along. You know, Lord, like, why is you doing? He was like, no more. Man, I'm going to tell you something. When you learn, when you really, really learn, then people think it's something wrong with you now because you done learned and you ain't doing what you've been doing. I'm like you, because I told the Lord a long time ago, I said, these folks not going to have me in the car. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'm not going to be going crazy. Like, all these pastors going crazy. Some of these pastors are in sin because the members done drove them into sin. That's real talk. It's some pastors, they done got so overwhelmed with the stuff, they got to go and turn to a drink. I'm not going to turn to nothing but Jesus. And I was like, Lord, so you do what God tells you to do. And then you move on. My pastor that I set in my car to preach on under told us stick and move. Stick and move. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Stick the word here and I'm moving on. and so then as the Spirit of God leads you with those things, and this is what's wrong. People don't want to hear what God is saying because God is not saying what they think he should be saying or what they want him to say. And so they're doing things their own way. And this is throughout the whole church. This ain't no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. This is majority of the church. I'm not talking about, when I say church, I'm not just talking about We Are More Than Conquerors, Outreach Mission Corporate. I'm talking about the body of Christ, because a lot of people do not surrender to God. You don't even know the meaning of the word. You don't know nothing about surrendering. Because when you surrender, oh, it hurts. Trust me, it does. To die to yourself? Oh, no, it don't feel good at all. But the thing about it, in the end, you bear fruit. In the end, you have peace. In the end, you be like, man, you know, I'm so glad I did it your way. I find myself a lot of days saying, you know, God, I didn't like it at first, but I sure appreciate it right now. I never forget, when I was growing up, one day I was in a car with my mother and my father. And I had been noticing some things with some of my cousins, and I was telling my parents, I said, you know what? I'm grateful for the way you raised me.
Yeah.
I told them, I said, I'm grateful. And my parents were looking a certain way. I'm like, because I'm not dealing with what they're dealing with. And it's because of the way my parents raised me. And I'm not going to lie to you, I had the fear. I had the fear of God in my heart, and I had the fear of my daddy. And so, you know, I did what they told me to do. And I said, Lord, I said, I'm grateful. I can look back and say, I am grateful. And I can still say to this day, I am grateful. And I just praise the Lord. I praise the Lord. I told them that when they was here on this earth, that I was grateful. And I meant what I said. And Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Well, I'm going to do Hebrews 4:3 one more time. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were fashioned from the foundation of the world. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13 says, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto them, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Let me tell you something. You know, right there, a lot of people always want to just take that in. Sometimes about those who are just dead, physically dead. But when you have died to yourself on this earth, you are blessed. And your works do speak for you. Because you're no longer doing your stuff. You're allowing God to do stuff through you. You learned that, oh my God, this is not my life. This is really your life, God. Because if my life is hidden in Christ and your life is coming forth, then it has nothing to do with what I want, how I want it, what I think, what I feel. It's all about, and first of all, your focus is not on this world. Your focus is on what God's focus is in concerning this world. It's a different perspective.
Hallelujah.
That changes how you are. And so we just praise God for his word on today. And he said, I want you to enter into my works. In other words, cease from your own doing. Cease from doing your own stuff. He like be led by the Spirit that you would not be destroyed. He like, if you are led by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you're not led by the Spirit, and it's not the Spirit of God telling you to do that, that means that you are doing it fleshly way. It's not, there's no two ways about it. It's either one or the other. And so the Spirit of God is saying, if you want to take it by force on this year, you got to be led by the Spirit of God. He said, because if you're not led by the Spirit of God, you're going to be destroyed by your own way. And so, you know, we just thank God for his word. For his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. Father God, we just thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for everything that we've seen, everything we've heard, Lord God. We thank you right now for giving us a word from on high, Lord. I press bless everybody on this call today, that, Lord, they will enter into your rest, Lord God, that they will cease from their own labors. They will cease from the way. It's you know you can go on the, I done closed the book. You know it's going to be on the website. I'm sorry, I didn't see it in time, and I done closed the book. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Spirit on your people, Lord God. Rest on your people, Lord. Allow them, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto them, Lord. And allow the Word of God to transform our lives, Lord. And Lord, I speak the blessings of the Lord over your people as they're obedient to you. You said, if we are willing and we are obedient, we will eat the good of the land. And Father, we said, let it be so in your people's lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm a Brain Prophet Junior Ford. If she got anything that God might have said to her while I was on, that she can say it. Or if not, she's going to give you the announcements. And then when she come back from the announcements, I'm going to pray over the tithes and the offerings. And God said, anytime that you turn your ear to those things, he said, you already know what's at the door. Okay, here she comes.
Can you all hear me?
Because I know sometimes you say you can't hear me before I start. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Members paying your tithes and your offerings, visitors on the line today giving an offering, this is the website you will go to be able to do that. It's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. You click on the send a donation button as you would if you were in the building and we were passing around the offering tray. I'm asking that you would give an offering, and I thank you for it. Members, also, you know this is Seed Sunday. Visitors on the line today, if you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626, and she'll let you know how to be able to do that. Also, members, this is a new year, 2024. Let's go ahead and start doing your pastor appreciation so that when the time nears, you won't be trying to crunch to get that in. If you have any questions for me, you all know how to contact me, and I thank you all.
All right, let me pray. Father God, I just come before you once again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Ooh, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. There is a person that's on the line. You have some situations going on in your life, particularly your home life, and you're pulling from a word of God for me. And God said, you don't even have the ground to pull from. He said, because you have not. He said, you're not in a covenant situation to pull. He's like, and you haven't seeded into anything to produce the seed. He said, and you love money. And he said, so, you know, he said, let them know that. He said, because people are doing things that's not spiritually legit. There is a scripture in the Bible, and I'm not a money preacher, and that's why you don't hear me talking about stuff like that all the time. But there's a scripture in the Bible that says you don't come before a prophet empty him. That's word. But in the church, people, that's another lesson I've learned over the years that I'm not doing anymore. Unless the Spirit of God tells me. If the Spirit of God tells me to give somebody something, I'm always obedient to him and I'll do it. But the Spirit of God be talking to me because he's like, a lot of people have used this ministry. And I'm going to tell you, over the years, I have had a lot of people come through the doors of this ministry, use this ministry, get a blessing. And then they haven't come back and done what God told them to do. And the Holy Spirit had told me, he was like, you're not doing it no more. He's like, I'm telling you right now. He's like, I will let you hear and see and all this other kind of stuff. He said, and it means absolutely nothing. He's like, because he's like, people are not, they're not right. And I've seen so many people that done this stuff. I've seen God turn around and blow on their stuff and stuff that God did not last long at all. And it's because they did not do what he told them to do. And I was like, I'm like, you crazy? You think you done did it once, it's going to get to do it again? I'm like, oh, I don't think so. I'm like, this. I'm like, you have to learn. You have to learn from things. You have to learn and you have to grow. And you have to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto the church. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly. Was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me, Father. Create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. Now, Father, I'm asking that you will move upon your people, Lord God, over those that are paying their tithes and their offerings right now, Lord God. I pray that, Father, you rebuke the devourer for your people's sake and that you would open the windows of heaven, dear Heavenly Father, and pour them out a blessing that they would not have room enough to receive. Father, let it be pressed down, shaken together, and running over that men will give back into their bosom, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even as they've seeded into this ground, Lord God, that the blessings of this ministry will be upon them, Lord God, that the favor that's upon my life will be upon their life, Lord God. And everything they do, you give them crazy favor right now in the name of Jesus. There's a person on the line. The Lord said that, and he said that's one of the reasons why they have not pulled the carpet off from under you right now in this situation that you in. He says, because you're a faithful tithe payer. He said, you pay your tithes and you, he said, you pay your tithes. He said, not only do you pay your tithes, you give seed. And he was like, he said, that's the reason why the carpet has not been pulled off from under you. And so, Father, we just thank you, Rekha. Ordinarily, you should be out on the street. He's like, he said, but I preserved you because of that.
Father, we just thank you for your word, Lord God, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, for how you've given them favor, God. We thank you for how you've given others favor, God, who be been obedient to your word, Lord God. And so, Father, because of that, Lord, I'm asking you to rebuke the devour for their sake. Everything that the enemy is trying to do to take from them, God, or take from their family, Lord God, that you will cover them, Lord God. You will protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that you will bless them, Father. In the city and in the field, Lord, that you will bless them every place they feet tread, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, and we pray right now that, Father, you will give them a supernatural increase, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless them, Lord God, in ways they never expected. Bless them from directions that they didn't expect for it to come from, God, because they stepped out on your word, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and you told us to taste and see. So, God, we tasting you and we seeing that you are God. We just thank you right now. We proving you at your word, oh God, because this is the only time you told us we could prove you. And so we prove you, Lord. We prove you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Lord God. And we just thank you. We stand upon our washer, hasting to see what you're going to say and what you're going to do in the midst of this, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Shalabakindi anabo shala. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Heal, oh God, their finances, oh God, because they have been obedient and paid their tithes and offered. God, forgive them for foolishly doing things that they had no business doing, Lord God. But Lord God, I'm asking you to make my shit. I pray for the spirit of increase, oh God. In the name of Jesus, because they've been obedient and they paid their tithes and their offerings into this ministry. God, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah! We praise you, Lord. And then, Lord, I lift up those who have seeded into my life, Lord God. For you said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we'll receive a prophet's reward. Lord, I just pray right now, Lord God, that they'll receive a prophet. I heard the Spirit of God saying, "Is someone in touch this? Hey! If somebody that seeded into my life, he said, he yonder, so called Nasheke and the yonder both shandala code. He said, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said, Lord, he said, I shall give you victory. Said the Spirit of God, Shema, Nahari, Robo Shekli Naha, Yiliando Robo Coste de la Cream, Nuramo Contele and the Santa Code. Do it for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I ask it all. Amen. So if you have a prayer request, you can text that prayer request in to 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. Again, that is 214-507-3626, and I want you to know I love you. God bless you, and I'm looking out for you all, and I'm praying for you in the spirit. I'm ending the car.